Coast 93.1. Good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. What would freak someone out if they came over to your house and saw, what do you have in your house that would freak someone out? What was in the basement cost this family a babysitter, it sounds like.
Okay. Oh.
She's, yeah.
Like a mannequin or something?
No. So it's her husband's man room, which is the finished basement.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's got like hunting trophies, deer heads on the wall. She was like, ooh, okay. Did he kill those deer? and she said, oh yeah. And then I made fajitas with the venison.
Venison fajita.
Yep. And the babysitter's like, okay. And then she said, yeah, those vintage bullet boxes. Don't worry. There's not bullets in there.
Okay. Okay.
He's got quite the collection. And what she said is, to me, this is all normal stuff. You know, like, this is like, you know, my husband's a main guy.
Gotcha.
This is what the woman says. So yep. This is all normal stuff that, you know, a main guy. But I guess, you know, the sitter is
freaked out.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe not from Maine,
right.
Originally.
Right. And, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, from like New York City or something.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's a little culture shock. When we moved up here lived 5 minutes outside of Boston. And look, it is a culture shock.
Oh, well, I'll never. So the first Thanksgiving that I had with Kyle's family, today's the anniversary of Kyle's death, which, so it's, you know, it's kind of a weird day for me, but it was 5 years ago today. And I went to Thanksgiving at his mom's house up in Dover Foxcroft, or near Sebec. And and Casey, his brother, walks in with a rifle and his camouflage.
Yep.
He was out deer hunting.
Yeah.
And just walked in, and I was like, oh, okay. it's not how I grew
nice
up. You
right.
know?
Me neither.
Yeah.
But I would not be freaked out by that man room. Because I'm just,
right,
that's Maine.
Because now it's Maine, right.
If someone walked in with a rifle and camouflage, I wouldn't be
right
freaked out. It's just, you know, it's, I know Thanksgiving is hunting, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
79 Coast, what in your house would freak someone else out? Like on our Facebook page. Jean says, I have a bookshelf that's filled with books on serial killers and psychology.
Whoa.
Yep.
Okay.
That would freak me out.
Okay, this is a weird one. Someone texted, my kid collects clowns.
Why?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Clowns are... It's any clown except when it's in the context of the circus.
Even now in the context of a circus, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, you know, who has a big crush on Todd.
Yep.
Kevin says, I have
Kevin.
Two koozies that are made of raccoon fur.
Okay, that's weird.
And not everyone's taste, apparently.
I mean, my house is filled with swords and knives with gems on it. So, I mean, they're all over the house and throwing
Why?
Stars.
Because oh,
my
right.
dad will,
yeah.
every year, the boys get some sort of
weapon.
Yep.
And so we literally have like a pirate sword. And they're all just scattered because what do we do? So, you know, we try to keep them up high so no one can really reach them. But, you know, that's a little odd, I would think, if someone came over.
What's
so
funny is, I don't know
strange.
How, now I have been adopted into the Kelly family and have been getting these gifts now, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah.
What
Blake
do you
has
do
throwing
with them,
stars.
Blake?
Well, I hide them in the closet because I'm afraid someone's going to get hurt.
Well, you should put them, like, by your, like, in your bedside table just in
I guess
case
someone
like,
comes
somebody
in, you can throwing star, like, pow.
Just chuck it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a creepy one. Someone says, I had to do home investigations, so I saw all kinds of crazy things in people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
One time, there were dolls everywhere, and they were zip-tied to everything.
What?
No.
So it's like dolls, like, zip-tied to the door.
No.
That is
what?
Freaky stuff.
Absolutely not.
Right?
I would not. No, that just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Can you
no.
imagine?
No. Exit stage left.
Whoa! Someone texted, we converted a funeral home into our house. So there are all kinds of weird things, including body storage, a coffin elevator.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see pictures of this house.
Yeah. Will you text us pictures? We can get our
what?
Text. Yeah.
Like, what
that's
do you
crazy.
Store in like a car. Like,
a body
is
storage.
Is that like the bread the bread, right?
That's
drawer.
Like all the bulk from BJ's.
They have the freshest bread in the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Like what goes in those weird
the
little
boxes
areas?
Of snacks.
Well, and how about the coffin elevator? It's like, you know, what is that? Oh, that's the coffin elevator. Like, couldn't you see this like happening on an episode of Blown Off?
So you think you use it and you just lay down flat in it?
I don't know.
Like, to get to the second floor?
After a couple cocktails, you know we're doing it.
Oh, like, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I don't get claustrophobic, but just the idea of that is freaking me out right now.
Do you think they may have, like, done it in there?
Oh, geez.
I love you, Todd. That yes, of course they have.
Exactly, so? Kelly, right?
Of course they have, guys.
You think so?
Yes.
Definitely, Blake. Come on.
After a couple cocktails? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
You want to go...
Want to go to the coffin elevator?
Is it the coffin elevator?
Going up?
Yeah.
Or going down? Yeah.
Where's the door close button?
Oh, wow.
Mm.
not a lot of room in there, though.
No.
You know?
No.
Well, you got to be creative.
Yep. Hmm.
Oh, that's creepy. Someone texted when we were looking for our house, we saw a house that had padlocks on the doors.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, you see that a lot in like if you go to like a VRBO or an Airbnb.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Everybody, there's like they're all over the place.
Whoa! They sent the coffin elevator.
Oh,
there's a lot of room. Oh my God, it's just like a closet.
Oh my!
Isn't that crazy?
So would you be upright? Would you be upright?
I think you would have room.
Todd, you need to see this.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, that's kind of freaky, but I like it. Up there's the body storage.
Oh my God! What is this coffin stuff?
Oh, perfect. Wow. Oh yeah, that's all the different coffins.
If you were like teenagers and you lived in a house with a coffin closet.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you had like a party, you know, when you have like 5 minutes in a closet, it's 5 minutes in the coffin closet.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. 10 minutes.
That's
in heaven,
so awesome, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, they have the whole funeral home basement set up, like where the services would be. Oh wow.
Wow, that's.
If you believe in like haunting and stuff like that, then you
that's
could
there.
Not live there.
No, I bet there are spooky spirits.
There have
in there.
To be spirits there.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder if they ever like play doctor, turn your head to the left and coffin.
Oh gosh.
This guy.
No.
Oh
wow.
Okay. keep the photos coming though. This is fascinating.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Someone else saw a TV show on HBO, and the family in the show bought a funeral home and they remodeled it
6 feet under
and turned the coffin into a bar. No, like a reality
Pretty
show.
Pretty sure there was 6 feet under.
Yeah.
And that was a good show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Someone said, thanks for making this morning commute with my teenager really awkward today.
Oh, my bad.
Yep. Sorry about that.
That's all me, I think.
Sorry
probably.
About that. Yeah.